Hey, y'all, I've got a Trevor Truck Talk version of the Carrot Cast coming at you today and recording this one on my drive from my house to the office. And this episode is definitely shorter than the full Carrot Cast. It's just under 30 minutes, but this is a marketing lesson that I had to learn and that our most successful clients do learn and do implement. And if there's one thing that people really need to wrap their minds around when they start to invest into marketing, this is definitely in contention for being one of the top one, two, three things that are among the most important with making your marketing work. And I think you're getting a lot out of it. This kind of goes in conjunction with the whiteboard video that I did several months back. You can find it on our YouTube channel. I talk about it here in this Carrot Cast a little bit. But basically, if you've ever had marketing not work for you, or you've ever stopped your marketing that you did, pay-per-click, direct mail, whatever it is, SEO, you've stopped your marketing that you did because you have a gut feeling that, man, I'm putting money in here, but I'm not seeing it come out. And if you didn't base that off of hard math, the way that I'm going to show you in this Carrotcast, if you did not base that off of hard math, that decision, then you likely had a high chance of sabotaging your own results. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through how to remove emotion from your marketing equation, how to remove emotion, and how to add mathematics, simple mathematics, to make sure that you have the best possible chance of making your marketing work for you and crush it no matter what your business is. All right, so if you haven't had a chance, head over to iTunes and subscribe to the Carrotcast. You get these on iTunes about a week to 2 weeks before we ever release them to our blog and email subscriber list. So you get a head start there. So head over to iTunes, look up Carrotcast, or go to carrotcast.com and find the iTunes subscribe link and subscribe. And also, guys, there are, 60 some odd episodes, around that, 50 plus episodes of the Carrotcast. And if you haven't had a chance to go back through the archives and listen to the amazing stories from guys like Martin Bonesire, closing 15 to 20 deals a month, and Brad Chandler, one of the largest house flippers in the country, and then authors and experts like my friend Seth Buechly, and how he completely changed the way he looks at business after he sold a company well into the tens of millions, and he did it this way where he was happy and fulfilled versus his last exit for $18 million. Before that, he was miserable. Online marketing stuff with Facebook, Google pay-per-click, case studies, look them up on the archive. All right, without further ado, let's dive into this episode. So I'm heading to the office today, and pardon my sniffling and a little bit deeper voice today. Got the Barry Manilow voice going today. Got some allergies, and they're kind of kicking in. Summer is amazing in Oregon's. In Oregon, and man, this summer is definitely amazing, but for some reason there's a lot more allergens and all kinds of stuff like that, so pardon my sniffling. But driving to the office, had a conversation the other day in the office with the top Century 21 team in the Northwest. Give a little shout out to the G team, and they're here in Roseburg, Oregon. A lot of people kind of think of smaller towns, you know, like Roseburg. We're about 2.5 hours south of Portland, about 2 hours north of the California border, an hour from the beach. That kind of gives you a little bit of some waypoints there. And we're a town of about 25,000 people, but a lot of people think of rural areas as sleepy little towns. And Roseburg is, it's not booming. I wouldn't say that. It's definitely not booming, but there's some amazing things happening here and some a lot of money in the area, a lot of money flowing into the area, and a lot of houses being sold. So they're crushing it. But we were in there talking about bringing them over to Carrot, and it looks like it's going to happen with Agent Carrot, which has been long awaited, and I really appreciate everyone's patience on this. Me being a high quick start, if you haven't listened to that episode of the Carrot Cast, we talk about Colby scores. We talk about how we use this test called the Colby score to put everyone in the right position here at Carrot, and we could not live without it. Well, I'm a high quick start, low fall through, so anytime I see something that I want to get done, I just assume it can get done really, really fast. And oftentimes development stuff doesn't, or I don't predict how long something will take, and that's one part of Agent Carrot with a couple things. But good news is we're on the precipice of rolling that puppy out. go to agentcarrot.com to get on the beta list, and we'll be rolling it out furiously once we get a couple little things taken care of to actually bill people for the membership. That's one part that I didn't think about. So anyway, we were talking about their online marketing. We were talking about their marketing in general and how to really take it to the next level. And they're doing really good, but how do we take it to the next level? They're working lots of hours. Three different couples. They all have the last name G. So there's six of them on the team. They don't have any assistants. They don't have any other people working with them or for them other than the six of them. And it's worked out amazing. You know, they have a good business. They have a really great reputation. People really like them. But the problem is, if they start ramping up marketing, how are they going to handle the extra business? And so we talked about hiring. I've recorded a series of hiring here on the Carrot Cast. Go to carrotcast.com or check out iTunes and find those episodes on hiring. And I actually have another one that I'll be uploading here shortly on hiring your first employees. Kind of the mindset that has to go into that and how you get over the hesitation of hiring your first employees and kind of what you should look for and how you can structure it to be safe for yourself. That one will be coming after this podcast sometime in the next few weeks. But they're going to go out there and take action getting their first person aboard so they can start to scale their business up. And then the next question is, how do you scale your business up? How do we get more leads? How do we close more deals? How do we do all that kind of stuff? And we got in a discussion of marketing and marketing numbers and how do you effectively market a business. And there's a cardinal mistake that most entrepreneurs make, not just real estate investors, not just real estate agents, but entrepreneurs in general, but heavily applies to the real estate investor and the real estate agent. Is people use emotion way too much in marketing versus using math and logic to determine how much money to put into certain types of marketing and when to stop or when to add more. And what I mean is, going back to examples in my own life, you know, when we would first start to do, let's say, paid advertising, which we still don't do a whole lot of that. I want to do a lot more. I want to ramp it up, probably ramp up our paid advertising by 5 to 10x within a year. But we're not there yet, but we've done quite a bit over the years. But the biggest mistake that most people make when they first start a marketing method is there's these things that creep in their mind, right? You're unsure. I'm unsure if this is going to work or how well it's going to work. And you go, well, this over here is working, and I know it costs me X amount of dollars or time for this to produce this amount of leads or this amount of business. Okay, so that's predictable for you. For you, emotion is removed from that situation because you know it works, right? There's no guessing on whether networking or whatever your tried and true method works because it's worked for you for years and you're going to keep doing it. It's got a predictable return on your time or your money. But anytime you start a new marketing method, direct mail, pay-per-click, SEO, whatever it is, there's always that unsure part of you going, okay, I don't know how well this is going to work. I've seen how well other people say it works, but how well is it going to work for me? And anytime we do that, we start to then kind of have doubt creep in there. We start to, you know, go, okay, well, what if this doesn't happen or what if this happens? And then what we start to do is we emotionally attach a budget that we're going to, quote unquote, try that marketing out with, okay? And that's where we go wrong, is we emotionally attach a budget to try that marketing out. And the key word here is try, all right? So going to pay-per-click as an example, what a lot of people do is they go, you know what, I'm gonna kick in $1,000 or $2,000 or $500 and I'm gonna try this out and see how it works for a month or 2 months. All right. And on the surface that sounds like it's really, really logical. Hey, let's kick in $1,000 and if it produces good results, I'll keep doing it. But the problem is, let's use an example from Brian Rockwell, who's one of our clients. I did a case study in CarrotCast with him 4 or 5 episodes back from the time that you're gonna listen to this. I think it's something to the effect of, you know, it's called from junior high school teacher to $80,000 a month wholesaling real estate. Okay. Anyway, so Brian is in a crazy competitive market, Dallas, Texas. He was a new investor. He went through, followed our processes. He removed emotion from his marketing budget decision. And he said, you know what? How much is the average profit per deal in this market? And the average profit per deal in that market for things that he's doing is, you know, $15,000 to $20,000, around there. Okay, so he goes, okay, let's start there. And I've actually done a whiteboard video. If you go to our YouTube channel, go to youtube.com/investorcarrot, youtube.com/investorcarrot. You can find our YouTube channel. We've got all kinds of amazing things. We have the video versions of our Carrot Casts over there, or you can find them on our website at carrotcast.com. But our video versions are over there. We also have a playlist of my whiteboard videos. And one of my whiteboard videos is the four things to use to basically decide your marketing budget. Watch that video because I walk you through the exact calculations you need to make to remove emotion from your marketing equation as far as pay-per-click goes, and any marketing for sure, but specifically pay-per-click in that example. But it applies to any marketing. Direct mail doesn't matter. Okay. So basically what you want to do is start with the average profit per deal. Or if you're a plumber, or if you're any other type of business, or if you're a real estate agent, your average commission per transaction. Find out whatever that average is. With Carrot, just to give you some perspective, we do the same thing here at Carrot. What our average that we use is, what is the lifetime value of a client, right? So it's a little bit harder because we're not turning $20,000 profit per deal that really makes the numbers work fast. We, of course, get paid over the lifetime of that client. So if they're paying us monthly or annually, what is the average amount that a client will pay us over the lifetime of their account? And the reason that's important is because now we know what that client will pay us and what we can invest up to in order to break even to acquire a client. And that number is really, really important, okay? That's the number we're looking for. Is what is it that we can invest up to break even on that client? Now, we're not trying to break even, but you need to know the break even number. And that doesn't include all the time or other resources you would invest into getting or serving that client, right? So let's say you've got a salesperson you've got to pay commission on. You know, let's say there's your time in negotiating the deal and going over there and sending paperwork or whatever, and possibly setting up your advertising and collecting all the phone calls of the people who don't turn into deals for you. So there's your time as well that you got to figure. But figure out what your average profit per deal is, or average commission is, or if you're another type of business, your average your customer lifetime value. All right, start there. And then what we want to do is we want to work back. And we need to figure out how much your leads cost. And just pulling into my parking lot here at the loft. I'm going to sit here in the truck and wrap up this short episode of the Carrot Cast and then head into the office. But what you want to do is start with the average profit per deal. And then we need to decide, okay, well, how many leads does it take to turn into one of those deals, right? So the same thing, this applies to any business. It's not just real estate agents or real estate investors, but how many leads does it take to turn into that deal? Using Brian's example on the Carrot Cast, he walks you through everything, guys and gals. Go to that episode of the Carrot Cast and listen to it. Go to carrotcast.com or find Carrot Cast on iTunes and find the one. I think it's, like I said, from junior high school teacher to $80,000 a month wholesaling in real estate. So profit per deal for Brian was about $20,000 a deal. Okay. Next, average leads to turn into a deal. I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was about 15, which that is the number that we use in our examples all the time, because that is about average. You know, we get a lot of investors who turn more deals for the leads. Let's say it might only take them 10 leads to turn into a deal. We have some investors who are a little bit pickier, or they're in tougher areas with more competition. It might be, you know, up to 1 to 20, 1 to 30 leads per deal. But the average is right there in that 1 to 12, 1 to 15 leads per deal. Okay. So if you know how many leads it takes you to turn into a deal, you go, sweet. Awesome. That's how many leads I need to get in order to make that $20,000. The next thing we ask is, okay, how much will it cost me to get those leads using this marketing method? If you're using direct mail, and you know, I'm just making up numbers here, but and you know it costs you $1 per mailing piece, just to use a round number. And let's say you know that it takes you Let's say you know that it takes you $1,000 or 1,000 mailing pieces to return one lead. Now, that's not a very good response time, but that is the response time that some people have reported back to me in some markets. So let's say it takes you $1,000 to get one lead, or 10 leads, whatever that number is. Okay. That's $1,000 per lead. Now let's use the 10 leads for $1,000 number. That would be $100 per lead, right? So whatever your number is, figure that out. And let's say it's $100 per lead and you need 15 leads to get that deal. That's going to cost you $1,500 on average to make that $20,000. Okay, that's a slam dunk. That's a no-brainer. All day long, we would all trade $1,500 to make $20,000. Not even a question asked. We would do it all day long as we had $1,500 to trade for 20 grand, right? So the direct mail numbers usually aren't that lopsided, but let's go to pay-per-click or some example like that. Okay, in a market like Dallas, you might be paying, once again, just let's use a round number for easy math in my head. You might be paying like $20 a click because it's a really, really competitive market. In a market like Roseburg, it's probably going to be closer to $1 to $7 a click for the most competitive, highly motivated seller search phrases. But let's use the Dallas numbers. Let's use a nice round number of $20 per click. Okay. So let's say it's $20 per click from a pay-per-click ad. Let's say your website's converting at 10%, which on pay-per-click, most of our clients' websites convert far higher than 10% in pay-per-click because it's highly targeted, it's highly relevant. It's anywhere between 10 and 20% we're seeing on average on the pay-per-click side of things. So let's just use a 10% number, a nice round number, conservative number on pay-per-click for a conversion rate. And if you're wondering what a conversion rate is, that's what percentage of people land on your website from your marketing and end up becoming a lead. They call you or they opt in and become a lead, okay? So if it's $20 per click, okay, and your website converts 10% of your visitors into a lead, that means every 100 visitors you get would equal 10 leads, okay? And for all 100 of those clicks, it's going to cost you $20. That's $2,000 turns into 20 leads. I'm sorry, 10 leads. Okay, you had a 10% conversion rate. So $2,000 turns into 10 leads, all right? So now let's figure out how much money those leads costed us, okay? Because we know the click cost is $20, and we know the website's converting at 10%, and for every 100 visitors, that kicked out 10 leads, and it cost us $2,000 because, you know, times 20 per 100, or 20 times 100. All right, so let's divide that in our heads if we can. The magic of television here. Let's hop over to, God, this is terrible. I'm doing this with my calculator. Terrible. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. So divided by 10. Okay. So that's 200. Oh my gosh, why did I do that? That's $200 per lead. My brain must not be working this morning. So that's $200 per lead. Okay. So if you know that you can generate leads, quality leads predictably at $200 per lead, a lot of people look at me and go, oh my gosh, that's insane. That's a lot of money. I'm paying $65 a lead over here. You're insane to pay $200 a lead. Okay, let's see who's insane here. Let's keep the math going. All right, let's remove emotion from the equation and see who's actually insane. So if you're netting $20,000 per deal, it's just you. You don't have a transaction coordinator. You know, you don't have a salesperson. You're doing all that stuff yourself. And your leads cost you $200. And you need 15 of those leads to turn into that deal according to your numbers. Okay, let's add those numbers up. All right. So 15 leads times 200, right? So 15 leads times 200, that equals $3,000, right? Simple math, $3,000. Who would trade $3,000 for 20? I think every single person listening to this podcast hopefully is raising your hand and saying yes. Here's the problem though. Emotion creeps into this equation. What too many people do is they go, okay, they don't work the numbers. First of all, they don't let math work for them. And then they go, you know what? They're a month in their pay-per-click and they've already dropped $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000. And they've only got six leads, right? They've only got six leads out of that $2,000 or whatever that is, or seven leads or 10. And they haven't closed the deal yet. And they're going, oh my gosh, I've got this pay-per-click person that I'm paying to manage this stuff. And then I've already dropped two grand in this. I've only got 10 darn leads from this. These things are costing me $200 per lead. Jeez, this is crazy. Okay. And they stop their pay-per-click. They stop that marketing method. They go try something else. And they go try something else with emotion. They go, okay, well, maybe I need to do direct mail now. And they don't work their math. They drop $3,000 in direct mail. $1 a piece for a mailing piece, you know, with, I'm just making numbers up once again, but with whatever percent, return rate on that, or not return rate, but a call rate. And then they stop that marketing because they don't get the number of leads that they need to close to a deal with X amount of money, but they didn't do the math. They used emotion. All right. So what would I do? If I use that math equation that I just talked through with you, 20,000 average profit per deal, work back to the next step, which is how many leads does it take me to get there? And then in this example, 15 leads using pay-per-click on average, right? And then you go, okay, sweet. What's it going to cost me per click in this market? Go to Google, AdWord Planner, do some research there. It'll tell you. Okay. Or just start it and see what happens. Make sure someone knows what they're talking about, who's running that pay-per-click campaign for you. And then go, okay, what's my website convert at? What I would do, if you're a carrot customer, use a number between 10 and 20%. I would go on the conservative side and use 10% on pay-per-click. Okay. On pay-per-click. Use 10% because we see on average, like I said, between 10 and 20% conversion rate on pay-per-click. So use the conservative side of it and it's nice and round, use 10%. So if your clicks are 20 bucks a click, and once again, I always like to use round numbers. If I get 100 people there, how many people are going to become leads? That's going to be about 10 using that conversion rate, that average conversion rate. Use averages if you don't know what it is yet yourself. And then once you know what the numbers are yourself in reality, use that number. Okay. And then you're like, you're working backwards still and go, okay, oh, sweet. If that's the number, how much does each lead cost me at these assumptions? About 200 bucks. Okay. How many leads do I need? Now you're working back up the ladder. How many leads do I need? About 15. That's what I said earlier. So that's $3,000. Okay. $3,000. And then you go, okay, would I be willing to trade $3,000 for 20,000? And then what we need to do next is there's not always a guarantee that those numbers are going to hold true in real life. So we need to add buffers. So if you get your 15 leads and you close the deal before the 3K hits and your average profit per lead is lower, sweet. That's like bonus. Ramp that up. Spend as much money as you possibly can that's going to keep returning those numbers for you. As much money as you possibly can to keep returning those numbers for you. And that's how you scale your business up. All right. But what if the numbers go the other way for you? What if the numbers go the other way where it costs you $300 per lead? And let's, heaven forbid, let's say $400 per lead. Would $400 per lead still work? And this is where people get scared and they get their mind locked into that they're paying 90 bucks a lead over here at this lead aggregator. And they're like, $400 per lead, stupid. Is it stupid? Let's see. Okay. Using all those assumptions, the only thing we're changing is the amount per lead. Okay. So let's say your website didn't convert as well, or the click cost was higher. Okay. But we're still going to use the same assumptions that it takes you 15 leads to turn into a deal. So 400 leads times 15 leads to turn into a deal, that's $6,000. Who would trade $6,000 for 20? Who would trade $6,000 for 20? I think all of us would all day long, all day long. Okay. So that's what I usually like to do, guys and gals, is I'll take my low-end assumption, right, the conservative low-end assumption at that $200 per lead using this example. I work my numbers out. That's $3,000. You should not stop your marketing in this example for sure until you've hit $3,000 in ad expenditure, for sure. If you do, that is rolling all the way back. That's crazy because you're not letting math work for you. You're letting emotion work against you. Okay. Then I usually double that assumption. I go, okay, what if things go the other way? And it's the other way quite a bit. Let's double it. Okay. That took it from 200 lead to 400 lead. What do those numbers look like? And that gave us $6,000 per deal. Okay. $6,000 cost per deal. All right. I would trade that all day long. The thing is, you just have to ramp up your volume. This is how people win in a market with paid advertising, is they know their numbers. They don't let emotion creep into that equation, and they have a minimum and a maximum where they'll stop. Okay. I'm not saying spend 15 grand to get your first deal on pay-per-click that's going to possibly net you 20, because what if it nets you 12? All right. That's going the wrong direction. So you've got to have a minimum and a maximum that you're willing to invest into that paid advertising source. That you're not going to stop at, for sure you're not going to stop before you hit this point if you don't close a deal, and you are for sure going to stop if you don't get a deal after you hit this point. Okay. And we've seen it with some clients too. With sometimes, of course, it just takes some time to nurture that lead and get a deal. So there was a client we were running pay-per-click for years ago in Orlando, and we were running it for 4, 5, 6 months. He didn't have us do a very big budget. So the reason it took 4, 5, or 6 months is because he's like, man, he was using emotion. He wouldn't change his mind on the budget. Right. So he was using emotion going, let's put in 1,000 a month or whatever that number was. I think it was 1,000 a month. And let's just do that. When the math told us that we should have been putting in 5, 6, 7,000 a month to produce the numbers that were actually going to work for him and really help him scale up. But there was that emotion. There was that fear. Okay. So 1,000 a month, it is. And it took him X amount of months, to generate his 30 or 40 leads, whatever it was. He canceled the service because he hadn't closed the deal, thinking it didn't work. He emails us 3 or 4 months later and says, you know what? I closed two deals from those leads. I've netted $30,000 in profits from that, you know, from that $6,000 expenditure. He's like, how do I do more of this? So things start to catch up with you for sure. So don't run pay-per-click for a month and quit. Okay. You've got to give those leads time to grow. You've got to give your pay-per-click campaigns time to hone in, to really hone in your cost per lead and your cost per click. And you've got to, if your website's not converting how it should, reach out to us. If you're a Carrot customer and if you're running traffic and you get at least 100 visitors per month, we'll run a split test for you for free. As long as you're getting at least 100 real visitors per month to your website from your traffic source, we'd be happy to run a split test for you. If it's under 100 visitors per month, then we can't run a test for you because there's not enough data to really make it work for you. It would take forever to run a test that's valid. Okay. But if you're running that and you need to hone in your conversion rate, sweet, we can do that for you. Okay. But make sure that you have that minimum maximum. In this example, $3,000 and six. If it was my first, if I'm just launching this, what I usually do is I take that maximum and I increase it even more. Okay. I increase it even more. Sometimes I'll even increase it to half the profit per deal for that first deal to get that one under my belt. Okay. Because you're going to get the deal. If you keep doing it, you're going to get the deal. The question is, when is that deal going to come in? What ad expenditure is it going to come in? Or do you need to improve how you negotiate so you can close more leads into a deal? Okay. So in this example, if it was me, I would set a budget of $10,000 to get that $20,000 deal. The first one. Okay. Odds are you're going to get it way sooner, but I would allocate that amount of money. Okay. Because I want to go, let's hone the campaign. Let's get this first win under our belt. When I close this deal, it's going to give me 10K in profit, which I'm going to take that 10K and the other 10K that I already invested back in, that I invested into pay-per-click, but I got back with that deal. I'm going to invest that back into pay-per-click. Okay. So now I've got $20,000 in my bucket to invest back into pay-per-click. And then I can start ramping stuff up. That's how you get to 2, 4, 5, 10 deals per month with paid advertising. Remove emotion, add math into the equation, have a minimum and a maximum that you're willing to invest in your first deal. Increase that maximum to, up to half of that deal if you're comfortable with it. As long as you've got someone who's good that's managing the pay-per-click campaign or direct mail or SEO, as long as it's someone who's good at closing those leads into a deal, okay? And as long as the website converts well. If you're running this to a Wix website or some of our competitors' website or a custom WordPress website that's not set up to convert well, this whole equation could blow up in your face because your website isn't converting well. Okay. If it's not, hit us up. I think we can help you. So anyway, I got to walk into the office, an amazing content day ahead. That's one of the reasons I'm recording this episode. And, I know this episode was probably a little longer than I intended, but I walked through the example, several times to kind of hopefully make it sink in. And I want you to take this and remove emotion from your marketing equation, report back to me how it works. And, business is way more fun when you can use math, remove emotion, and you go out there and scale and meet your competitors. While they're all worrying about their $200 per lead, you're out there paying, man, I'm happy as heck with my $400 per lead. I'm going to crush you all day because I've got my math working for me. You're going to stop the marketing or you're not going to scale it up enough because you're afraid of the numbers and you're having math work against you. All right. Have an amazing rest of the week. Hit me with feedback on this episode. Go to iTunes. Hit me with a review and rating. It is like oxygen for me for this podcast. Okay, please do that. All right, have an amazing week. We'll talk soon.